From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. New reports gives campuses and organizations across the state recommendations and best practices for helping students find food and housing security. The study, co-authored by Humboldt State University social work professor Jennifer McGuire, found that a lack of basic needs lowered students' GPAs and generally contributed to problems with retention and graduation. The Basic Needs Initiative study, commissioned by the CSU Chancellor's Office, is the most comprehensive mixed method study of university students' unmet basic needs and their relationship to student success. The latest report, the third phase of the initiative, found that students did not have enough financial resources and had to make compromises that significantly impacted their health and quality of life. Well, classes begin Monday at HSU, and the school has a few upcoming events. A part-time job fair is happening on Wednesday, August 28th, 10 to 2 p.m. at the UC Quad. More than 40 employers on and off campus will be on hand for that event, looking to fill part-time job opportunities, hand out applications, and collect resumes. Also, a volunteer fair happens on Wednesday, September 4th, 10 to 2, also in the Quad. Student community engagement opportunities include service learning and academic internship courses and volunteering with programs such as Yes and Clubs. And the HSU Downtown Block Party happens on Friday, September 6th, 4 to 8 p.m. in Arcata Plaza. Research shows that cannabis use during pregnancy can increase the risk of low birth weight and affect a baby's brain development. Officials from a work group of the local Perinatal Substance Use Disorder Project told the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors this week. The group, made up of staff from First Five Humboldt, North Coast Health Improvement and Information Network, St. Joseph Hospital, Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services, HSU, and the California Center for Rural Policy, started meeting in 2016 to talk about the high rates of perinatal substance use in the county. During the board's meeting, the group presented its findings as well as a resolution stressing the importance of women who are pregnant, contemplating pregnancy, or breastfeeding to avoid using cannabis. Well, a jockey was seriously hurt and a horse had to be put down after an accident that happened Sunday at the Humboldt County Fair. Lost Coast Outpost reports the jockey, Luis Alberto Godoy, wound up in intensive care with a concussion and a bruised lung. He was on a four-year-old horse named Bronco Brown when his horse tumbled over the rail. The horse was euthanized due to the extent of its injuries. Godoy's being treated at St. Joseph Hospital. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.